Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
Well, I haven't seen you in 4 years.
I know. My sister. My sister's been missing.
What's happening with this unicorn over here?
Oh, that's me and
Earl Skakel.
Earl Skakel painted that. We could take that down. It's from my pod.
I was like, oh, I thought it was Justin Martindale. I was like, that's some gay shit.
It is giving Grindr icon.
I was like,
Do you want to lose it?
The mermaid.
We can take it down.
Unicorn?
We can take it down.
No, I don't care. I just was wondering where it came from.
If my pod's uni offends my sister for our pod, it's a business decision I'm willing to take.
I'm like, it's giving gay. Justin?
Yeah, no, Earl Skakel. And we talked about wrestling, so it was a pretty gay episode.
Pretty gay.
Dude, putting in a drink commercial will sell a drink more. It has to. Even hearing that after I took a sip made me thirsty again.
Or the crack of a can.
The crack of a can.
Hold on.
Oh.
Pop open a Red
that
Bull.
That edged me.
You're all horny from me opening up a Red Bull?
Open up another bull for your sister. Your sister needs to get off. I need 12 bulls lined up, and I need 6 women cracking them open at once.
Quiet. Mama needs to open mommy's bowl.
It's the only
bowl.
Way I can get off is if 6 people crack a Red Bull at once.
Shh.
Ooh.
I already opened it.
No, mommy teasing me with an already open bull. It's like when a girl says, I never do this. It's like, I know it's open already.
I never it's do open. This. What's up, everyone?
Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast.
We're live at the
comedy
hive.
Store with another episode. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk. Let's get into it.
Let's fucking get it. Shanks.
It's Monday. One thing about Monday is it's going to sneak up on you.
I love a Monday. Mondays are my favorite day of the week. And
really?
And I'm not being biased because of the pod. They are, yeah. It's a new start to the week. You have a whole week to change your life.
I'm more like, oh, here we go again.
Oh, I like it. By Sunday, I don't like Sundays because Sundays, I'm like, I didn't do it again. But every Monday, I'm like, I have another chance.
Of turning it around?
Yeah. Sundays, I'm defeated. I'm like, I didn't get enough done. And then Mondays, I go like, here we go again. The clock starts from now.
Mondays make me feel like, I'm sorry, are we going to school?
Yeah.
Boring.
No, I'm
the,
only,
the best part about Monday is this podcast.
I had fun at school because I didn't try.
Dude,
so I had a different experience.
School
I went for
was
the,
a party.
Yeah, I went for the hang, the paper airplanes, to grind my pencil. I went to sharpen my pencil publicly. Did you do that a lot?
Yes.
Just for the
attention.
To the walk across?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to sharpen your pencil for the walk across.
You're like, oh.
Is that
it's already
like
Sharpie
show off
break
the whole
it.
Outfit, right?
Yeah. But did you have like were you into like erasers and pencils and stuff?
Yeah.
What
I had
is
different
that?
Color eraser caps. I would eat my erasers.
What?
Yeah, I'd chew on. You'd, why is everyone looking at me?
You'd
weird?
Munch on your erasers?
Yeah, you never munched on an eraser?
No.
Guys?
No. That's not like a universal thing, like chewing the cap of a pen.
Guys? Anyone?
No, you're looking at a sea of emptiness.
Yeah, I've done the pen thing. I don't know that I've made my way.
If you've ever chewed on an eraser, sound off in the comments. Like that smash.
Smash that like. You know what
like
it is.
Like that smash.
An eraser, the texture, there's something about it, though. I could see the texture being enticing.
And the colors? Come on.
This is how you start eating Tide Pods. Erasers were the original pods.
No. But you know what I did like to munch on? This is pretty disgusting. Sticky tack.
What is sticky?
Put a little sticky tack in your mouth.
Sticky tack?
Yeah.
First of all,
it's
I feel like only teachers
gum.
Use sticky,
you know sticky tack.
Only teachers really use it, right? It's like to hang up like class decorations.
There it is. Sticky tack. Yeah. That's.
Does it taste
sorry,
good?
My butt cheek. Okay. My butt cheek itches. I have an
well,
pause on the
you can't
tack.
Just bring up your itchy cheek and not.
Well, I have to tell you why, so people don't think I'm dirty.
It does sound like it.
I spent too much time snorkeling.
It does sound dirty.
I know. I spent too much time snorkeling, and I burnt my butt cheek because my cheeks were in the air because I was snorkeling face down.
Ass up.
And then I got like a sun thing that is now itching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But when you just lead with, I have an itchy ass cheek.
It's not the hole.
It automatically seems
dirty. It's nowhere
dirty.
Where my hand would be tainted from itching. It's like a thigh area. Ass.
A perif.
Side.
A perif cheek?
Yeah, it's a perif of the cheek.
Can you say the full word?
It's a peripheral of the cheek.
Peripheral.
It's a peripheral of the cheek.
Dude, peripheral? One of the hardest words to say.
Peripheral. Spell it.
There's no way. P. All right, what is P?
So far, correct.
E. R.
Yes.
This is where things get confusing.
I think I.
Yeah.
Riff. Is the next one a P?
Oh, yes, yes.
H.
Yes, yeah.
E A L.
No.
Fuck!
What? E, hold on. I think you're just rushing. E, I'm a
P H perif. Oh, is there an R? I.
Dude, no. Fuck this word.
No, all right, I'm gonna
try. No. Pull it up.
No, let's see it.
So you got Kim Manager right here. R-A-L.
Peripheral.
What's
it
up?
Doesn't look right. You know those how there's some words that if you say it a few times, you're like, has this even ever been a word?
Yeah, there's so many words like that.
Yeah, that one's one of them right now for me.
You know what else is kind of like that? February.
What is it? How do you actually say that month? February?
I say February.
I say February.
Yeah,
but,
like we all say that.
But
like
every
human.
Once in a while,
February.
Someone will hit you with a February. Oh. And you'll be like, what? What in
you're
the
like,
fuck?
Okay, True Grit. Like,
what's happening?
Go away. Okay, Red Dead Redemption.
What's happening?
What in the fucking.
Yeah, it was February.
It was February 16th.
I was like,
not February. Yeah.
Well, that'll fuck me up.
Every once in a while, someone will write to you and they'll write color with an O-U-R. And you go, like, go back to France or whatever the fuck.
Color with an O-U-R is insane.
Miss me with the Europe shit. We're here in America.
Tell me how much you weigh.
You get
weigh
shot in- for that around here.
Tell me how much you weigh in kilograms.
Oh, I don't want to hear about your kilograms.
Dude, let's all get on the same measurement system.
Please.
It's 2024.
Let's unite one world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, flavor with a U? Miss me with that shit, too.
Yeah, it's too much.
Flavor. Yeah.
Flavor. I really like the flavor.
Labor.
Flavor. Labor. That one kind of sounds more like you could trick people into doing more.
Labor.
Just a little labor. It's just a trinket
humor.
Of labor.
Well, they have humor with another word in.
They don't even know what humor is in Britain.
Humor.
Have you ever heard a British joke that they're like, oh, me crumpet got crumpety in me bed, yay? And everyone's like, ah!
Isn't it?
I don't know. Come for me, UK. I don't give a fuck. We'll
don't
fight
piss
Britain.
Off. I don't want to. No, you'll fight Britain.
Oh, fuck. See, my bitch don't got
I'll
my back.
Go to Britain and have some teas, see some art.
She's a little fucking brown noser.
I am. Pinkies up.
Look, she was
Pinkies
just
up for the queen.
10 minutes ago, she was saying, they spell humor like dumb cunts. That's what she said. Now suddenly it's pinkies up for the queen.
Pinkies up for the queen.
Although I would like a little high tea in the UK.
A little high tea in the UK. A little crumpet and a nice walk in the park.
Yeah, but not a stand-up show.
No.
Okay.
No stand-up in the UK.
No. In the UK, you take a walk.
You take a walk. You write a poem.
You write more of a haiku, I would say.
Why do I feel like poetry is like more accepted in Europe? Like if you were like, I'm going to a poetry open mic, I'm in London. People would be like, okay, cool. But if you were in LA and you're like, I'm going to a poetry
you're
open
like,
mic.
Oh, no. They like, cut themselves.
She's not okay.
Yeah.
You call someone's parents.
You ever see someone snap at you at a comedy show? You go, get that fucking shit out of here.
Yeah. Like an angry guest?
No, a happy person.
snap at you?
Yeah, instead of clapping, they snap. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When they do that at comedy shows, I don't know why it irks me.
Because it's like, you're not that cultured, bitch. Yeah. This is a comedy show.
Yeah, please. This is a dirty one.
Yeah.
This is like, you can't give a standing ovation at karaoke. You know what I mean? Please.
Put
your hand down.
I went to a concert. And I was thinking, how crazy would it be if comedians encored the way that musicians encore?
Whoa!
They're like, Sarah, come out again. I'm like, no, I'm done. And then I come out, they're like, she's going to do her meatloaf joke. They're not ready. They start yelling, meatloaf. All of the lights on their phones are on, like making noise for this encore. I come out, tell a joke about meatloaf. They're like, more!
You leave, you're like, I couldn't possibly. There's flowers at your feet with little pieces of meatloaf tags on them. Dude, they're dying for
they're
it.
Dying.
They go, stuntman!
Stuntman!
The stuntman won!
Stuntman! I'm like, sorry, guys, that's it. It's like so masturbatory to be a musician and be like, oh, I'm not. I know you guys are here and you bought tickets to see me. I'm going to make you beg for the song.
Yeah.
It's like, what if we did that with jokes?
Yeah, you're right. It is.
I want to see that you're horny for my bits.
Oh, you want the big one?
Yeah.
If you want the big one, you need to fucking beg and almost riot. You need to come to this concert. I'm going to say it starts at 10. It starts at 1. Yeah. I'm going to say it starts at 10 and that you're not allowed in. If you're not
you.
At the doors at 9:30, you're going to get there at 9 o'clock because you're a big fan. You're going to get in. The food, $35 a pop.
I'm going to edge you all night, and you're just going to be dying for that meatloaf.
The food is $35 a pop. The drinks, $22.50 for a soda.
And I need you begging me.
$15 for a beer. They get you fucked up, so you have to use the bathrooms, because the bathrooms, the lines are 40 minutes long. You go and wait. You have to see 6 openers. Then you watch their show. They do their new stuff.
They do their new
they
stuff.
They do their new stuff.
And everyone in the audience is just horny. Horny for the classics.
Horny for the classics.
It's like going to see Ron White and he doesn't do tater salad.
Do tater salad,
Ron
White!
Do tater salad, Ron!
We want tater salad.
It's like Ron comes out, he encores to tater salad. I mean, encoring is a thing that needs to start happening with comedians.
Yeah. I'm going to be the Jim first Gaffigan one. Would do like his whole tour and then like, or like his whole hour and then after come back out and
Jim
just
Gaffigan?
Do, or yeah, Jim Gaffigan. And then that just do Hot Pockets.
He figured it out.
He figured it out.
Yeah, you have a lot of time when you're sober or whatever he's doing. He's sober,
got a lot
right?
of time. He's got a lot of time to
sober
figure out where
sober people have all the time in the world. I'll tell you that much. Not me. I have an extra thought. I go, let's hide this thought out of here.
Yeah, let's tease him with the Hot Pockets. Let's get him all horny and wet
not
for
Jim
the
Gaffigan
pockets.
On his couch going, I'm gonna edge him with a Hot Pocket. they're going to want the pocket. It's
they're
going to
be
hot.
They're going to be begging for those pockets. Wet for pockets?
No.
I don't know why.
An encore must feel good. You know, being a singer must feel good.
Dude, being a singer?
I've always wanted to do this. Into a booth in my ear.
Yeah.
What like, are they doing that
like
for?
Like Michael Jackson, like We Are the World. Like yeah. You're getting something from a headset that's not even really there.
Yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that.
I also do think like going to do a sound check as a musician is probably
oh my God.
So fun. Like as a comedian, you're like, test, 1, 2, 3.
Check,
sounds
check,
good.
Check, check,
sounds
check.
Good. Check. Yeah, sounds good. But like as a musician, you're like, let me just like go be sexy up there, sing a couple lines of the song. You know, like in an empty arena, just be like, and I, you know. I was going to do Whitney Houston.
No, I know what you were starting. I recognize
it. I didn't commit.
I was waiting for the rest of it.
Yeah, I got tired. One thing about singers, they have an exhausting...
And they dance while they do it.
Dude, when we were doing karaoke, one song had your girl out.
Yeah, I know. It felt like a wrestling match.
I said, I'm sorry.
You belt out a duet and suddenly you're out of breath like you ran a mile.
Dude, Miley Cyrus... Who told me this? She runs and sings on the treadmill same time.
That's why she can sing so well. Yeah, whenever I do Killing in the Name of.
Yeah.
A couple of those times I've almost passed out. On the stage. Like literally been so out of breath and been like. And then I look up. call me delusional, but I see people loving it and I can't let them down, dude. I had to catch my breath and I have to keep going.
And that's what it is to be an artist.
Yeah, I can't let them down. They love it so much. They're in. I can't stop now. Who stops in the middle of killing?
Do you know what I love?
Not me.
I love like when you're doing your set and no one's responding except one person. And they're responding like you're the funniest person in the world. And you're like,
you have this moment with them where you're like, you get me.
Mm-hmm. Why can't the rest of you follow suit?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll give it. If I have an audience like that, that's like a lot of people aren't laughing, but some are. Sometimes I'll go clap if you know who David Tell is, just to see if they actually like comedy, if they're just there.
And then if they don't,
and then like usually the people that are laughing clap, and I go, that makes sense.
Like, oh, you guys like stand-up
comedy. Thank you guys for being here. I'll see you. This is who I'm diverting my attention to. You guys can go find another fun, quirky show.
Not you giving your audience a quick questionnaire. Oh, well, I have your attention. Let me ask you a few questions.
Yeah. I'll turn on an audience. I don't care.
Yeah, I will too.
I will. I'll turn on him. If they don't like me and I know when I deserve the bomb and when I don't, then I'll turn on him quick.
One thing about Mama, she gonna turn on an audience she don't like.
I'll say this is a you issue. I break up with him like I'm breaking up with a man. I'm like, this is a you issue. Like, I don't really need to be involved with this energy. I'm like, I work too hard.
Let me know when you guys are ready to do your job, because I'm here to do mine.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get real Karen on their ass.
Yeah.
Let me know. This is a dance.
Are we done? Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
This is a dance.
Do you remember?
I'm leading, but you dance.
Making your teachers cry.
Just a lot of substitutes. And yeah, I made my science teacher probably cry a few times.
But I'm like, dude, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Dude,
get out of the classroom, bitch.
One of my favorite, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to let a third grader make you cry? Get on a mood stabilizer.
Oh.
Get on an SSRI.
Feel nothing.
Feel nothing.
Feel nothing.
Numb yourself to teach the youth.
I don't know. School's crazy.
School,
you just let anyone teach your kids. Like, literally, when you put your kids in school, you're just sending them into a school and just letting anyone have access to them for most of their lives.
Yeah, that's so scary.
Mm-mm.
Are you going to homeschool your kids, do you think?
Probably.
Dude, she has, ask her depending on the day.
Oh, really?
She's going to have 4 chickens. A homeschool.
That's exactly where a beach house,
with a compound.
This is all the same boats. Thing, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to piece it all together myself.
Yeah, I'm going to have a compound on the beach.
With horses
and chickens and homeschooling my children while I open up a comedy club and still live my dreams.
She's living the game MASH and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a game of MASH I won in the third grade that I've been really focused on getting. So me and my 37 kids are getting out of here and we're moving on to a better life.
In a shack.
Ah, I want to MASH voice. You.
What?
I want to MASH you.
MASH?
Can we have a piece of paper and a pen? Yeah, I want to MASH Sarah.
You want to MASH me?
I want to MASH you. You want to MASH me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been mashed in quite some time.
Dude, I'm down. I'm due for a mashing.
Horny for a mash.
Let me get you a pen.
And then we're going to have to bring up a random generator where, well, we'll put up random male comedian, random male actor, random male criminal. And those will be the 3 men.
Okay.
I'm going to mash you.
I can't wait till like the comedian and the criminal are the same person.
That's I'm so like, true.
Dalia?
Oh, my God. She went for my girl went crazy.
The criminal, the comedian and the criminal.
All right. Mash.
Okay.
M-A-S.
Mansion.
H.
Apartment. Shack house.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so this is husband. This is husband. This is car.
Okay.
This is job. This is kids. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Animals?
Was it animals?
I did animals.
Okay, animals is a... Wow, you're bringing me into a new MASH world I never knew.
Yeah.
Guys, do your own MASH right now. If you're listening along, pause and do your own MASH.
Okay.
Get in there and send us your MASH.
MASH
your
us.
Friend. MASH us.
MASH over.
Wait, animals, kids, and... Wait, car, job, husband. This is the house. Kids, animal. There's one more thing. What are we missing? Income? Yeah, money.
Well, I never How much did money income.
Made. Yeah.
No, I didn't realize did we income. Had tax brackets on MASH.
Oh, I See, did. I did income. I did income, honey, on my MASH.
She said over $100,000 a year.
That was how mine was. I think that's how mine was as a kid.
Between $25,000 to $35,000 a year.
Let's see. Kids, car. What does that say?
Like, well, this one or this one?
The middle one. Kids, car, mobility. Weird.
Mobility,
candy jar, medical. I don't like this person. I need oh, to that's be rash.
Oh, that's oh, okay. That's
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard of rash.
That's a different that's thing. A little bit Go different. To images for MASH. Click, yeah, spouse, job, car, where you live, number of kids. Yeah, where you live. Where you live. Okay, Xavier, I need you to just Google random criminal, random famous criminal. And see what first comes up. And that's one of Sarah's choices.
All right, guys, let's take a second from the pod. We're going to talk about our sponsors. You know them. You love them. It's Schedule 35. Mm. When it comes to microdosing and macrodosing, there's only one brand I trust, and it's Schedule 35.
Schedule 35, I hate to get intimate. They're my family. and I wouldn't say that normally, but their shit is good, and it makes me feel like they're my family. I'm obsessed with this shit.
That's my favorite flavor.
This is the best one.
The raspberry dark chocolate mushroom bar.
Go to schedule35.co right now and get the raspberry and dark chocolate bar and get the fucking tea.
The tea is so good.
The tea hits. The tea is strong.
I drank the tea at Skankfest. I was like walking around like,
oh, the tea hits. And I like Schedule 35 because if you want to get into microdosing and you don't want to go like super hard and go full into it, it's an easy way to like, do a small
dip your
amount.
Foot in the pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So make sure you go to schedule35.co, promo code TB15, and get yourself 15% some chocolate bars
off.
And 15% off. That's a great deal. And you won't regret it. Check out the comments. Everybody loves it. It's the fucking best.
All right, let's get back into the pod.
Thank you so much for this treat, Xavier. Let's talk about our sponsors for a moment. It's Mochi Melts.
We're buttery. We're wet. We're the kind of girls you want to pet. We're Mochi Girls. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're Mochi Girls.
Guys, this lube is not like any other lube. This is fucking, look at these. This is the lubey baton of lube. It is beautiful. It is classy. The colors are sleek. They're
discreet.
Discreet. That's the word I was looking for.
Discreet, sleek, high end.
This is lube with class.
Decadent lube.
Decadent lube.
Luxurious lube.
Luxurious lube. It tastes so good. Honestly, you could just...
This is my favorite.
Honestly, put it on top. Oh no, not the... Can I get a paper towel? Yeah. I lubed on the... But luckily, it's water-based, so it won't stain.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're looking for a good Valentine's Day gift for your lover, For your lover.
Yeah.
I was going to say brother, and I was
for
like,
your
maybe
lover
not.
Or your brother.
Get some lube, guys. It makes such a great gift, and it can really seal the deal.
Yeah, it's perfect time for Valentine's night. Day. Make sure you use our promo code TB15 to get 15% off your order.
Sex is better when it's wetter.
Whoa. Let's get back into the show.
Random criminal.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would you want it to be?
Charles Manson.
O.J. Simpson's the first one I saw.
Ooh.
Sorry, it can't all be a pretty world.
Okay.
Look up random comedian. I'm going to MASH you.
I'm scared to get MASH.
And then your third husband?
My third husband?
Oh, my God.
What?
This is so funny when I...
Chris D'Elia. Oh, boy.
Chris D'Elia, O.J. Simpson?
And someone you might want. A famous person.
Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey. M.M. There we go. Your car?
A Rolls Royce.
Okay. That's the only choice you get. Now I pick your other two.
No! Yeah. Okay. What
yeah,
are
I'm
they?
Controlling. You have no idea. a razor scooter.
Okay.
The ones that don't even have a motor, you have to manually do it.
Okay.
And
I'm open.
Heelys.
No.
Yeah. You have to pull up to carry your kids with Heelys. Your job? What's your dream job? Comedian?
I'm living it. Just another day in paradise, sweetie.
Kim's best friend. My assistant.
No.
Kim's assistant.
No.
Yeah.
That's a life of hell.
Kim's pedicure lady.
Kim's pedicure lady?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
You're taking your razor scooter over onto my salon. Get your nose done.
I need my toes touched up.
How many kids do you want?
Zero.
You want zero?
One.
Okay, and then 50, and then one dead one.
Wait, you can't kill off one of my children before the game even starts.
Anything could happen in the game of
one
MASH.
Stillborn.
One stillborn.
She put one stillborn on my MASH sheet. That is so dark. What year is it? 1805?
Animals. Raccoon with rabies.
She's like a rat with the black plague.
Koala.
With chlamydia.
Yes, ma'am.
I know how her brain works. Rat with
and
the black plague.
Some dog?
A dog.
Bowie.
Bo.
All right, one more. Where you live?
L.A.
L.A.
Italy.
No, you only get one, bitch.
Pick, fuck!
Pick one.
L.A.
Over Italy? Fucking basic.
Sorry. My God.
L.A. And then I'm going to put you in the slums of Jamaica.
With Chris D'Elia.
Where Sean
my
Kingston
Heelys.
Was talking about.
Okay, the slums of Jamaica.
Where Sean Kingston was talking about. Shorty, I can take you there. Or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shorty, I can take you there. There.
What? Who's
the slums
this?
Slums of Jamaica. Sean Kingston, he said that. Do you guys remember that song?
I don't really quote Sean
Kingston. Oh, that looks
kind of
nice, though. All right, and then the third
place. Oh, that
place.
Looks beautiful. That's where Chris D'Elia and I are living with my Heelys and my 11 children.
And then the other one is Skid Row. All right.
What is it, my turn to mash your
LA,
ass?
LA, though. You got higher chances to live in LA.
It's true. Okay. You might get your dream after all. Hey, tell me when to stop.
What is that?
This is how we choose.
Stop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I've never seen that.
Seven. Take seven to get into the middle. How do you pick the number?
I do this, and then you say stop.
And then how do you?
And then I count them.
This is the same thing, but in a circle.
I've never seen the spiral technique. I don't know what kind of Florida ass mash this is. You see
what did
this
you
before?
Use? What did you use?
You see the snail shell she's drawing?
What did you use? Spiral or line?
I think I did the line. I think I had the
spiral
line.
Spiral or line?
I have it's the line like tallies.
Honey, let me mash you the way I mash. Can I teach you a new
this
way
is
of
some
mashing?
Ass backwards mashing. I'll tell you that, sweetie. I know mashing. This ain't it.
Okay, so it's seven. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh no, Matthew McConaughey's out. Right off rip.
Shit.
The seriousness.
Shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You don't have 50 kids, so you only either have one or one stillborn.
One stillborn with D'Elia will do. That'll do. That'll
one,
do.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You don't live in LA. This is not good, Sarah. This is not good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, thank God. OJ over Chris? I'll take him.
OJ's her man. 7.
Catch us on the golf course.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. What?
That's a fortune.
That's a different thing. That's a different game.
Wait, okay, yeah. Wait. You guys.
That is something else, though. But you, okay, I have good news. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
I have a stillborn with OJ.
You do.
I guess that's better than alive.
4, 5.
Baby with OJ?
6, 7.
Every year, OJ and I go to our dead baby's grave. so dark.
2, 3, 4.
Sorry, I can't hang out. I'm meeting with Oge. We're gonna go mourn the loss of our stillborn.
I know the name of his parenting book is If I Did It.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. Oh my goodness. Sarah.
What? A shack. A shack with OJ and a stillborn. And I have Heelys. Read it out loud in a thorough way. Give us a synopsis of what's happening here.
Hold on. I'm not done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It ain't good.
7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4, 5, 6, 7.
She's laughing in a sadistic way.
Okay. You live in a shack with OJ Simpson.
Look at her face. She couldn't be more excited to tell me the news. Look at her face. This is the happiest she's been in any episode.
She loves it. You live in a shack with OJ Simpson.
Okay.
You drive a Razor scooter to your job as a comedian. You have one kid, but he's dead.
Don't bring up my stillborn.
Don't worry. You have Bowie.
Okay.
And you're going to need him because you live on Skid Row. I'm sorry. That's your mash.
I'm going to mash your ass.
You're mashing me?
Should I? Is that exciting?
Yeah. Should she mash me?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think she should mash me.
I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to show you. I don't know what kind of backwards ass Florida mash that shit was, but
I don't know why she's hating on Florida and mash.
We don't do the spiral technique.
Okay, do whatever you need to do to get through the mash.
Okay, okay. Can you look up a list of murderers?
It sounds like her backwards ass way is the same as my backwards ass way. I gotta say, for her insulting my way, she really started off pretty strong on the Kimmy scale.
Well, we're gonna do the same thing.
Okay.
And a famous comedian. But and you can pick one.
You let me, pick one?
These are a list of serial killers right here.
I don't know any of these fuckers. Give me a name brand serial killer, not these off brand serial killers.
Give me someone hot. Would you? Someone that
Charles Manson. Let's just do Charles Manson. Right,
Charles Manson sounds like it'll work.
Oh, I like that. She spoils me.
Charles Manson. I think the comedian should be Bobby Lee. Yeah, it's Bobby Lee. Okay.
That's fun. Okay.
And you get to pick one. Celeb. Don't get lost in the daydreaming. Buddha?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on, fat Buddha or like buff Buddha?
Fat.
Oh, nice.
Dude, fat Buddha.
Put fat in parentheses. Thank you.
I think it's implied.
Oh, okay.
When Buddha.
I want fucking keto Buddha to pull up. I'm like, this is
keto
not,
Buddha.
It's not what I asked for. It's fucking.
Keto Buddha is not enlightened.
Buddha and ketosis. I can't.
Okay. Charles Manson, mm-hmm. Bobby Lee, Buddha in parentheses, fat.
Yeah.
Your cars.
Oh, cars. Yeah.
Okay. A giant ostrich.
That's fun. I hope I get that one. I hope me and Buddha have to ride off of our wedding.
A giant ostrich.
Me and Buddha together on a giant ostrich riding off.
An elephant.
Okay. It's feeling a little racist because I'm brown, but go off. And then my
dream. And a worm. No, I'm just kidding.
And a worm. I get to pick one.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
A Tesla.
Oh, that would have been upsetting.
I should have put a Tesla.
You can't change elephant to Tesla. I think that's fine because that would actually.
Tesla and a giant ostrich.
There's a car. No car I want less than a Tesla.
I would prefer the giant ostrich to the Tesla.
Okay. The Toyota that I want. Tacoma. What?
Tacoma.
You know it. The Tacoma.
Tacoma. The aroma of Tacoma. Okay. Kids.
No, change it to a Bronco. I want a Bronco. Sorry.
I have lots of crossing out. It's getting messy up in here. Okay. Your pets are a snake.
Mm-hmm. A man. Oh, sorry.
A ferret.
Oh!
Yeah. A snake, a ferret, or you can pick one. Ferrets smell, by the way. So I hope you end up with Bobby Lee, a ferret
a
on
fish.
The...
A dog. A dog named Pete.
Dog, in parentheses, Pete. Buddha. Fat. Okay.
How many kids I have?
Kids.
You know what?
What?
Hit me with a one.
One?
That's my choice. Yeah, one.
11.
Okay. That's upsetting.
And one pair of Siamese twins.
Oh!
That's a nice touch. That's good.
Siamese twinsies, sweetie.
The conjoined twins would fuck me up. If I have conjoined twins,
yeah, that's worse than a stillborn, I'll tell you that. I mean, every life is beautiful. Where do you live? The Siamese twins.
That's fucking me up.
It's fucking me up, too, even just looking at the list.
All right, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Put me on my island, bitch.
Puerto Rico.
With Buddha.
What else? No offense. Puerto Rico.
You got to pick the next two.
Harlem.
I love that.
You do?
No.
Puerto Rico, Harlem.
I hate living in New York.
Puerto Rico.
But Harlem's cool.
Harlem. Tacoma.
Oh.
Washington. Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. And then job, I think, is the last one.
Job, yeah. Okay. A pediatric nurse.
Okay. Okay. A waterfall chaser.
I can't.
All I do is play in waterfalls all day.
That sounds like someone's Instagram bio.
It is.
Waterfall chaser, dream maker.
A fairy in the river. A breastfeeder. A crime scene cleanup would fuck me.
A portable toilet cleaner.
Oh, she knows what would hurt me. She knows how to hurt me, and she hurts me hard. All right. I'm ready to mash. You've got me all warmed up.
Are you ready to mash?
I'm ready to mash. Do your line thing.
All right. Tell me when to stop.
Now.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8.
Wow. Okay. Wait, hold on. Why am I 33 with a career I'm nervous right now for my mash?
I have bad news.
What?
The giant ostrich is out.
Fuck!
I know.
Then I don't want to play anymore.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Thank God Tacoma's out.
You're not living in Tacoma, Washington.
No offense, Tacoma. Love you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What is this backwards ass counting you're doing? There goes the shack.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8.
What was that? What's gone? What job?
Pediatric nurse.
I didn't even know that one's in there. That's so
specific.
Weird. That's actually the weirdest one in there. Just a casual pediatric nurse.
After I wrote it, I regretted it, but you didn't say anything until after. So.
I missed it. I would have had something to say about that.
Well, you're not it. So.
Okay.
2.
I still have a chance of being
4,
a waterfall chaser.
5, 6, 7, 8. It's either a snake or a ferret, my girl. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Buddha's out.
No.
It's either Bobby Lee or Charles Manson,
no.
Dude.
No.
That's a tough one. Who are you gonna go for? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Two kids is out. That sucks.
Either one kid or the
Siamese
or the they them
on the table now. Not the they thems.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm fucking
five,
stressed,
six,
dude.
7, 8. Sorry, Bobby Lee's out. Charles Manson. We both got murderers.
Fuck.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Siamese twins with Charles Manson's.
Oh.
This is making me happy.
See?
It does.
Good.
Why does it make up? What's wrong with us?
Guys, go home and mash your friends.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Go! Why is it taking so long?
I don't know. 6, 7, 8.
No!
Portable toilet cleaner!
No!
Charles Manson Siamese twins portable toilet cleaner. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The car. What's the car?
Bronco.
Thank God. Thank God something. I'll go fucking live in it.
She has a Bronco with Charles Manson. She cleans porta potties for a living. She's got one set of Siamese twins. And now, that's
what
enough.
Are we missing?
Your house and your animal. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're living in Puerto Rico.
Things are looking up. I have a Bronco in Puerto Rico. I don't ever have to look at my disgusting child.
Your children.
Is it one or two?
Nobody knows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. You're either in a mansion or an apartment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have a ferret.
Oh, it's worse than a conjoined twin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Please give me
six,
a mansion.
7, 8.
God damn it. God,
you have an apartment.
It.
Okay. This is Kim's mash. Ready? She lives in an apartment with Charles Manson, drives a Bronco. She cleans porta potties for a living and has one set of Siamese twins. She lives in Puerto Rico and she has a ferret.
That's disgusting.
Well, whose is worse?
Whose future is worse? OJ Simpson, once dead, stillborn. Mine might be worse. You have a dog.
Yeah, I think I'll take the stillborn over the Siamese.
I hope we have no
every life
fans.
Is beautiful. Every life is beautiful.
Every life is beautiful.
Every life matters. Everyone's important.
If you're a conjoined fan of ours, actually, hit us up. We'll send you some free merch. We'll have to make it customize in a special way. But we'll figure it out.
We'll
stitch
it out.
A couple shirts together and send you something. If you're a conjoined twin and you're a fan of this bitch, we will personally make a this bitch shirt for you. We'll customize one.
We will.
I'm serious. We'll send us your measurements. We'll customize one and send it out to you.
It'll say these bitches.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sarah, where can people find you?
You can find me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. You know what it is. What day does this come out? February something.
This one comes out the 12th.
The 12th.
Yeah.
I am going to be in, Chicago this weekend, guys, the 16th and the 17th. I'm at Chicago, two shows, one on the 16th and one on the 17th at the Comedy Bar in Chicago, Illinois, 7:30 and 9:30, two shows. Link to that at Princess Shank on my Instagram. And then March 14th, we're doing This Bitch and Friends, the main room of the Comedy Store. Get tickets to that. And we're doing This Bitch and Friends April 18th, the main room of the Comedy Store. So two exciting opportunities to see us there. We're also coming to a comedy festival in Houston in April. More dates at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. Patreon.com/SarahWineShank. You can find me here every Monday on This Bitch and every Wednesday on Shank. What about you?
Guys, follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, KimCongdon.com for show dates. Check me out on Patreon.com/KimCongdon, Twitch.tv/QueenKong1. I've got some shows coming up. This is coming out on the 12th. Tomorrow I will be doing stand-up at the Spot at the Comedy Store. And Wednesday, Valentine's Day, big fucking day for me. One, I have the comedy dating show at the Comedy Store. Make sure you buy tickets for that. It's sold out the last three shows. So if you're in LA, get tickets for it.
It's such
a really
a fun
thing to do to bring a date to watch.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, for Valentine's Day. And when you get home, make sure you go to YouTube on Valentine's Day because my comedy special, Childless MILF, will drop Valentine's Day, February 14th in 2 days. So please set a calendar reminder and check it out and share it with a friend. I'd really appreciate it.
Go watch it.
Check it out. I'll be in New York the week of the 17th doing spots around town. And then the 23rd of February, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. So make sure you get tickets for that as well. Yeah. And I got other shit coming up that I'll tell you about later. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you.